Monday, July 26th. Started at Camp David this morning. The president called me over at noon for a session at Aspen. He had read a report from the Michigan Survey Research Center that indicated he is not thought of as an activist president, but rather as a pacifist, and that got him cranking on the need for activism, but making the point that there's a problem on the other side, that activism has negative effects in terms of the letdown that comes later. And on the other side of that, we have achieved a cooling of the country, and that's the problem of a low-key presidency. He got into some follow-up he wanted Henry to do on the China trip, talking to some conservatives, and discussed the poll reaction, got back to the activist question, saying the whole thing is really quite fundamental. For example, on wage and price guidelines, if Conley had his way, he'd go for that. Question is whether we have to appear to be going all out from now until the election. That got him to thinking maybe he shouldn't take the two-week vacation in August, but I think I've got him talked back into that. There was some question as to when to do a press conference, and we decided to put that off till next week rather than doing it this week. He's urging that we get some real things going on the economy, the simple facts, and try to counteract the negativism there. Then he got into the need for a continuing attack on the Pentagon Papers, getting the material that we found out leaked out rather than waiting and worrying about the legal cases on it. He feels that we've got to keep the Democrats fighting on the merits of the papers regarding the Vietnam responsibility. We need to keep the fight alive and not be too subtle about it. They've had their round, now we have ours. Not fighting the press or the Times, but keeping the Democrats on the hook. He thinks Dole, Goldwater, and so forth of our people should now strike out openly, hit the McNamara's and Bundy's and so forth for getting us into the war and stimulate the argument on their side. He asked me to talk to Connolly about Rogers' concern that we not make a move on keeping McNamara in at the World Bank for a while, but rather keep him on the hook. Connolly feels we should move now because he's going to be reappointed anyway by the other countries, but he wants support from his own country, naturally. Connolly feels that we should give it to him and that we can by a quiet means without antagonizing anybody politically. So the president agreed with that, told me to cover it with Rogers on that basis. The Apollo shot was this morning. The president slept through it, but we, of course, put out an announcement that he had watched it with great interest. This evening, we had our Schultz, Ehrlichman, Haldeman dinner, and the main discussion there was trying to probe the president's change in attitude regarding the budget and domestic programs. Schultz particularly was puzzled by the performance at the sessions over the weekend. Ehrlichman had talked with the president this afternoon and gotten some guidance, which he was going to go over with Schultz tomorrow, that he felt cleared this up pretty much. End of July 26th.